We're going to talk about the Haystack Book Festival, which is coming our way, September 30th through October the 2nd. And with us on the telephone this morning is Michael Selleck. Michael, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Robin. Thanks for having me. Marshall, I mean.
It's okay. I've been called worse things than Robin.
It's early.
That's right. It is early. Well, we'll talk about the Haystack Book Festival, but really I want to kick it off on this note that the Norfolk Foundation makes this possible. The Norfolk Foundation really improves our quality of life in a lot of different ways. And this is just one of them. Okay, with that being said, Michael, first of all, are you one of the managers of people that set up this book festival this year? Are you a member of the Norfolk Foundation?
Yes, I sit on the board of the Norfolk Foundation, and along with Steve Melville, we co-chair this event. This is our fifth year, although we took a year off for COVID, so it's our fourth festival.
You know, I think we're lucky around here. People come to our area to vacation and to resort. But while we live here year-round, we have such great institutions like the Norfolk Foundation, like Hotchkiss School, like I can go on Music Mountain, that bring us so many different areas of education and entertainment. And the Haystack Book Festival is no different. It's just it's an amazing time where people can garner knowledge in a different way. And the topics and the books that you discuss have a great deal of range.
Yeah, we do. The festival is held at the Norfolk Library, which in itself, along with the Norfolk Foundation and other organizations in Norfolk, is one of the great bedrocks here. Our beautiful library on Greenwoods Road in Norfolk. So we have a whole array of programs this year. We have six programs that are open to the public and free at the library this year, six events within the festival.
And to me, and that would sound like the largest number that you've ever had.
It's actually, yeah, it is. This year is probably our biggest year so far. Our plan is to grow every year.
Well, talk about the kickoff. It opens up on September 30th. Once again, all these at the Norfolk Library on Friday, September 30th. What's the first presentation?
So Friday evening at 6 p.m., we kick off with the Brendan Gill Lecture. And I don't know if you know this, but Brendan Gill, who was a writer at The New Yorker for the majority of his career, he was a longtime Norfolk resident and a major contributor to the cultural spirit of New York. So this lecture is in his honor. And this year, we'd like to feature young debut novelists. And this year, we're featuring Tomi Obaro, who is the author of a debut novel, Dele Wed Destiny. And this is the story of three longtime friends who come together after 30 years for one of the friend's daughter's wedding in Lagos, Nigeria. So it's a story of friendship, love, and the bonds between women. It's set in Lagos, Nigeria, and Obaro paints quite a wonderful landscape with a writing that's a real cultural treat.
Now, when we talk about these presentations at the Norfolk Library, are these presentations available both at the library in person and also streaming?
Yes, we live stream every event, so you can watch it from home or you can come in. We have seats for about 80 people. You do have to register to live stream, and you have to register for in-person as well. So all the events you have to register at our, we have a website at the Norfolk Foundation. It's norfolkfoundation.net/book-talks.
Yeah, it's very easy to get to and very easy to find. Norfolk, once again, norfolkfoundation.net/book-talks. And once again, registration is simple enough. Just go to the web and you can, where it says click here, you can click here and you can register for either one of those. Now, your first presentation at 6 o'clock. You're also following that with a public reception.
Yeah, we have a reception at the Manor House Inn on Maple Street here in Norfolk. So right following that reception, we'll all walk up the street to Maple on Maple Street and go right to the Manor House, and we're going to have an open reception for those who attend the lecture for the public to celebrate the beginning of the festival.
All right, now let's go on to lecture number two at 10:30 on Saturday, October 1st at the Norfolk Library.
Yeah, so Saturday we'll have three programmed events at the library, starting off at the first one starts off at 10:30 a.m. And that is the Saturday events. While the Friday evening, the Brendan Gill lecture is one author in conversation with the audience, the Saturday events are all two authors in conversation on stage. So we'll kick off with the Pulitzer Prize finalist Janice Nomura, who's the author of The Doctors Blackwell, which is a story of the first two American women doctors, and Dorothy Wickenden, who's the author of The Agitators, which is about three women who fought for abolition and women rights. And they'll discuss the political and social inequities that motivated these women and how they set the stage for future generations and the battles that still remain for women. So that should be an interesting kickoff at 10:30. Both those books were considered best-selling books.
And once again, remind you that it's available in person where you have to register, or also online where you can register. Great thing about these, I think, about being online is great. It's terrific. It opens it up for a lot of different people. And but there's something about being in person and the interaction between the authors and the audience, which makes it a little extra special.
Yeah, well, each of our programs sessions last about 45 to 50 minutes, and then we allow for 10 to 15 minutes of Q&A from the audience, and that's followed by, we sell books at the event as well, so it's followed by book signings for each of the authors, so you can do that.
Okay, so that was the 10:30 event on Saturday, October 1st. Let's go to the 1 o'clock event at the Norfolk Library on that date.
Well, we allow you a little bit of time to go get some lunch in lovely downtown Norfolk. And then at 1 o'clock, we come back with Lynn Garofola, who's the author of Lana Zinska. And she'll be in conversation with Marina Harth, who's a dance critic and author of an upcoming biography of Alexei Rasmansky. He's with the great Ukrainian choreographer that was just highlighted in the New York Times recently. And they're going to discuss the life of Bronislava Nijinska and the evolution of her extraordinary career and her struggles with the neocurical, cliquish, and sexist world of ballet. So we go from women of the 19th century to women of the, another woman of the 20th, creative woman of the 20th century, early 20th century, and discuss her career.
Once again, I love the way you expand and different directions that you're taking with each one of these book series that's going to go on this weekend. What's going on? Saturday's a very busy day there. 2:30, you have another presentation.
Yeah, 2:30, we have two Soviet scholars, Bridget O'Keefe and Victoria Smolkin. Bridget's book is called The Multi-Ethnic Soviet Union and Its Demise. And Victoria Smolkin's book is called A Sacred Space is Never Empty, The History of Soviet Atheism. So these two scholars are going to look at the relationship between Russia and Ukraine through sort of the lens of history and their Soviet legacy and where they are today with war raging in the Ukraine. So that should be very interesting to give sort of some foundation and background to the relationship between the Russians and the Ukrainians as they were when they were part of the Imperial Soviet Empire and as they are now as separate countries.
I think it's a right lecture at the right time for people to understand more about the intricacies that are involved. People seem to forget, and I mean, I'm old enough, I'm sure you're old enough to remember, when the Soviet Union was at its full power. And it was a race between the United States and the Soviet Union spending money, who would run out of money first, and it was the Soviet Union. And there was the collapse of the Soviet Union, and all these states that broke off, and now Russia obviously trying to get back those states. Ukraine, one of the most important. People don't realize that Ukraine, outside of Russia, is the second biggest country in Europe.
Yes, right. And it's very interesting with what's just happening over the last weekend, where where the Russians have had to retreat, and there's questions about their, you know, wartime ability at this moment in time. So I think that'll be a very interesting conversation.
A different look at the situation on a totally different level. And then you have an event that is marked sold out at 5 o'clock. Let's talk about that.
Well, we do a benefit event. While the Norfolk Foundation does support us, the Norfolk Foundation likes us to support ourselves. So every year we do a benefit event. And this year we sort of stepped it up and decided to do a benefit event with two authors. So while it is sold out, we have an event called Kitchen Confidential, Inside the World of New York Times Cooking. And that will be Sam Sifton, who is the founding editor of the New York Times Cooking website. And also, he's the author of a cookbook called the No Recipe Recipe Cookbook. And he'll be in conversation with Melissa Clark, who's the author of her newest book is called Dinner in One. She's written many, many cookbooks over time. So that is our, we sort of spiced things up a little bit this year. So 1 year we had a dinner, 1 year we had just the cocktail party, and this year we've decided to turn it into an event with two authors, and it will be followed by a reception, all taking place out at Husky Meadow Farms. But again, unfortunately, it's sold out because we have, you know, limits on how many people we can seat there.
All right. So, I mean, I think it's interesting what you just pointed out. And it's the same thing with Sharon Audubon. Sometimes people, when they look at, and it's like us, people think that NPR supports us. Well, no, we pay NPR, and we have to support our own programming. The same thing with Sharon Audubon. They're supported by Audubon, National Audubon, but they have to carry their own weight. And you're pointing out something very good with this fundraiser, is that yes, you're part of the Norfolk, you know, you're part of that foundation, but once again, you have to carry your own weight.
Yes, that's right. Well, that's, I think, what makes this, you know, a festival successful, is if you can show your own and do your, you know, then as you grow, you know, your sponsor has faith in you. And by the way, the Norfolk Foundation is our main sponsor, yeah, but we do have many sponsors. The National Iron Bank is one of them. Housatonic Heritage is one of our sponsors this year. We have a lot of philanthropic sponsors here in Norfolk. So we work hard to get people to support us.
All right, and let's wrap up now very quickly. What's going on Sunday? Because you have a couple more events Sunday morning.
Yeah, so Sunday has always been sort of our nature day. You know, we like to have topics about, because here we are in Norfolk, you know, nestled here in the beautiful Litchfield Hills, and we like to get outside. So Sunday morning at 9:30, we're going to begin the day with our annual walk and talk. And this year, we're going to be in the Norfolk City Meadow, which is the meadow right in the center of town. We've just got a brand new staircase that goes from up on Station Place from the Robertson Plaza. You can walk down into the meadow and take the boardwalk through the meadow. And we have Dr. Kimberly Stoner, who's from the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment, is going to come. And she'll take a group of people through the City Meadow Boardwalk for an exploration of all the insects that live amongst us. And this is a lead-in to our 11 o'clock program, which is featuring Back at the Library, which will feature Oliver Millman, who's the author of The Insect Crisis, and Michelle Niehaus, who's the author of Beloved Beast. And these two authors will come to discuss extinction and the looming collapse of our supporting populations to keep our world intact. So, you know, we focus a lot on extinction of large animals and things like that, but these two are going to discuss the extinction of the creatures that are amongst us. So our whole Sunday program is about insects and what they do for us and what the loss would be if we lost them.
That's the Haystack Book Festival going on the September 30th through October 2nd. All the information is available on the web at norfolkfoundation.net/book-talks. Thank you for spending some time with us this morning, Michael, and have a great weekend that weekend.
Thank you, Marshall. Thank you so much for having me on. Take care.
Take care. That is the Haystack Book Festival. It's going to be quite an event.